For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. It's always my honor and privilege to be here bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Don't forget to check out all of our previously recorded shows by visiting our archive show section, which you can find at www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, that will take you to our previously recorded shows. I'd like to jump right in today because our special guest is only going to be able to be with us for about half of the show, and I'm really excited to have her on today. Her name is Dr. Kim D'Aramo, and she's a board-certified emergency medicine physician who studied at Emory University's Grady Hospital in Atlanta. She completed medical school at University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine, where she also did fellowship training in osteopathic medicine. During medical school, Dr. D'Aramo developed a chronic illness, which doctors told her that would be lifelong. She struggled for over a year, and after seeing multiple doctors, was told she would need to limit activity and be on medications indefinitely. She was active, athletic, and immediately disheartened, then quickly remembered what she knew from her training as an osteopathic physician, which is the body's ability to heal itself. She decided to find ways to activate her body's ability to heal itself, and within 10 days, she was feeling symptom-free. She knew the value of what she had uncovered and brought this perspective to patients in the emergency room and in her osteopathic practice. She has now taught hundreds of thousands of people all over the world to use these mind-body tools to reverse symptoms and activate the body's healing capacity. She founded the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine to bring these techniques to the forefront of medical practice and now teaches doctors internationally how to use mind-body medicine to reverse chronic illness. She's the author of a best-selling book, The Mind-Body Toolkit, which explains the basis for how the prolonged stress state, fight or flight response, generates toxicity and imbalances in all areas of the body, and how reversing this stress state restores our natural state of well-being. She has researched for decades the pathways through which the body heals itself and has formulated this into multiple tools that can be used anywhere to repattern the brain, send new messages to the body, and restore ideal health physically, emotionally, and mentally. So, Dr. D'Aramo, thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning. It's a really important message that you're sharing.
Good. Thanks for having me, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So hopefully that was a good introduction.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully I didn't miss too much. I'd love for you to expand on what we alluded to in the bio, your personal experience, because oftentimes doctors that really have a message to bring to people, whether it's their patients or the community at large, they've often been through a personal experience that led them down a healing path. And it sounds like you went through this. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more because it really personalizes the whole process that you've developed.
Absolutely. That's a great part of the story, really. I think so many of us who are teaching more of the healing art in medicine have some fantastic personal stories of having been patients ourselves and why we're so passionate about this new understanding of how the body heals and how we can create a new system of medicine that honors and supports that. I know for me, you know, I've always been very connected with my body and really intuitive. I could feel what was happening and had a lot more awareness than most people, even at a really young age. So I was fascinated by sort of what's going on in the body and how the body can heal itself and what's going on with the mind-body connection long before I went to medical school. And yeah, when I was in medical school, you know, we're focusing all day long on pathology and on disease and all the things that can go wrong with the body. And the way I teach is that your cells are always listening. You know, they're listening to your thoughts, they're listening to your words and all of your beliefs. And so our focus of attention was on disease. And so my heart started developing palpitations when we were studying cardiology, you know, and I had a heart arrhythmia and I had a heart murmur, like all these things that had never been there before. And then, you know, we had GI system and I started having, you know, we were studying the intestines and all that, and I had started having symptoms there. And it was like, wait a minute, this is really weird. What's going on? Like, do I have any control about this? And after, it was about a year and a half into, it was in my third year of medical school, I got really sick and had severe joint pain and migraine headaches and repeated sinus infections and was just exhausted all the time. And, you know, of course I saw doctor after doctor and no one could figure out what was going on and no one had a great answer for how I could get better. And, you know, finally I was told, that I had some weird form of late onset juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, or it was fibromyalgia, or it was chronic fatigue. No one could put a finger on it. But this allergist diagnosed me with severe allergies. And, you know, I was inflamed and responding to everything up and down my arm. And he said, you have allergies. That's the problem. And you need all these medications and you need to do all these special, you know, use these special cleaning solutions and you can't have any rugs or curtains. And I just, my head started spinning, you know, and you will never be able to run again. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not my answer. This is not my solution. And it was really, that's when I started to take everything so much more seriously with knowing the answer needed to come from me. And I started to apply mind-body medicine, but in a way that hadn't been taught, you know, like I've learned about the mind-body connection, but to actually have tools to apply it and tools to ignite that was a whole different thing. So I sort of had to create these myself to start really allowing this to take place in my body. And once I did that, it was 10 days after like a year and a half. And within 10 days, I was completely free from all of my symptoms, completely recovered. My labs returned to normal. And I just, first of all, was so appreciative that I had my health, but I was like, whoa, we need to get this out in the mainstream of medical care. This is way too important for people to miss. So that's really what changed the foundation of my practice.
Well, it's really a powerful and interesting story. And I'm sure some people listening would just say, you know, there's no way. It's, you know, what is it? Was it a miracle? What was it? You know, it just, it doesn't even seem believable, right? But help us understand, Kim, where we come, how is this possible? Because I know, like you know, that physiologically it is possible. So, but nobody hears about it from their doctor, and it's not widely popularized, you know, about how it's possible. Help us understand how it's possible to use your brain and to use your thoughts and to use this mind-body connection to actually facilitate real physiological changes that aren't just made up.
Well, when I first started studying this, which was like 20 years ago, it was still thought of as being really out there. And since then, we have so much clinical research to show that your thoughts trigger chemical reactions in your body. So your thoughts are things. Your thoughts are chemicals. And that chemical soup creates how you feel emotionally. Your emotions are chemicals. And what we've seen cellularly is that your cells are responsive to all of those different chemicals of your thoughts, of your emotional states. But, you know, all of our systems are actually connected. So, you know, we used to think that here's a nervous system over here, and we have neurotransmitters that affect the brain and the nervous system. And then here's your kidneys over here, and we have hormones that affect your kidneys. And then here's your immune system over here, and we have immune cells that deal with your immune system. But what we've actually seen is, in the study of psychoneuroimmunology, is that the nervous system, the endocrine system, the immune system, 100% of these chemicals of all these systems overlap into the other systems and affect every cell in your body, not just the cells in that system. So your thoughts, your emotions, how you're feeling, how you interpret everything that's going on for you will immediately affect all of your cells, even down to the level of your genetic code expression. We now see in the study of epigenetics that genes can get turned on, genes can get turned off, depending on the kind of chemistry that the cells are bathed in. So if we're having fear thoughts and stress thoughts and we're constantly worried, you literally trigger off chemicals that can make you sick, that deteriorate your cells, that create the inflammatory reaction, and that make you susceptible to illness and even turn on the genes for disease.
Yeah, and the world of epigenetics is very interesting. We all know that we're born with a certain type of genetic code, but there's huge variation that we've seen from twin studies in how that genetic code is expressed. And really, one of the best terms that I love sort of quoting from another doctor is, you know, health is the favorable expression of our genetic code, while disease is the unfavorable expression. And we're learning that there's many different factors, including diet and nutrition and exercise and lifestyle, and certainly the thoughts and emotions and this aspect of mind-body medicine that determines exactly how our genetic code gets expressed. And I think what you're saying here is that this mind are the thoughts that we have, the way that we perceive things can significantly affect how our genetic code is expressed in a positive way or in a negative way.
And it is seen to be the most important factor, that even if we eat a super healthy diet and exercise every day, that if we're generating these stress chemicals, these inflammatory chemicals, they can still be to our detriment. So, you know, people are, oh, I got to exercise and lose weight. I hate my body. I'm too fat. I have to exercise. Or, oh, I can't eat those foods because it'll be bad for me. I have to eat this restrictive diet. What you're doing is actually generating the stress inflammatory chemistry because of how you're approaching your body, because of how you're approaching your diet. And then the opposite is true, that if you feed yourself with self-love and nurturance and, you know, an appreciation for your body, that your body will actually respond positively, even if you're not eating a perfect diet, even if you're not eating perfect organic fruits and vegetables, that your body has the ability to detoxify. And that's enhanced when you're in that perspective of a love and appreciation, of acceptance of your body and your health.
Yeah, it's a great point. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd love for you to help us sort of make this a little bit more real and help us understand what kind of tools you've written about in your book and what kind of resources and how people would go about just with some of the most basic concepts of working with these types of strategies to support their
Great.
Health.
Yeah, so, that's the most important part is I'll give you some things we can do right now.
Yeah, let's get some real tools. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Today, we are talking with Dr. Kim Deramo, and she is an osteopathic physician. She's a trained emergency room physician who has now ventured into the world of mind-body medicine and is bringing mind-body medicine to her patients and also to the medical profession by training other physicians and people nation and worldwide in how to use these incredibly powerful tools to support health. You can learn more about her by going to www.drkimderamo.com. She's also the author of the best-selling book, The Mind-Body Toolkit, which Dr. Kim, I'm imagining you can find on Amazon.
They can find it at my site, drkimd.com. Just go right to drkimd.com.
Okay, drkimd.com. So in the last segment, you introduced the importance and the power that these chemicals in our body can have on our cellular function and our genetic expression. And, you know, of course, it's based on emotion. So help us understand, first of all, what emotions we're talking about that are the most beneficial, that are the most harmful, and what can we do on a day-to-day basis? What are some of the basic tools that you're teaching patients, that you're teaching people in order to be able to significantly impact their health and their cellular health through these techniques?
What we find is that it's not so much that certain emotional states are damaging, as much as it is our resistance to allowing those states to flow. So if you're, you know, oh, I can't be angry, it's wrong to be angry, stuff all that anger, the energy of emotions, it's a chemical energy, that gets stuck in your body. It actually can get stuck in tissues and keep prevent things from healing. It can get stuck in your organs. That energy can get stuck in your physical body and prevent your body from getting what it needs to be healthy. So, you know, there's a lot of research by the Institute of HeartMath, and it will show a correlation, a direct correlation between someone's emotional state and the health in their body, their heart rate variability. You know, if their heart rate's a little irritable or it's a normal, smooth heart rate, their breathing and respiratory changes, and also their blood pressure. They'll monitor these things specifically. And if someone is in the state of anger or judgment or hatred or despair, these quote-unquote lower emotions, will have more irritability of the heart rate, will have a discordance between the breathing and the heartbeat, so that there's a less of a harmony in your body. And then the opposite is true as well. If you're in a state of love, you're in a state of joy, you feel free, but those emotional states correlate to less inflammatory chemistry, less cortisol hormone, which is a toxic stress hormone, and that we also see more of a harmonic connection in the body with our heart rate, with our breathing, mm-hmm. with our blood pressure. And so I always try to tell people, you know, people are like, well, I got to be positive. Don't be angry. It isn't about suppressing the emotions. Again, it's really about allowing them to flow through you. So having an acceptance for all of your emotional states, because they'll shift really, really quickly, as opposed to hanging out in your body for sometimes decades.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great point. And the electrical variability of the heart is a great way to monitor many interesting things about physiology. You know, our body is so electrical, and we don't really think about that. And the heart is one of the most electrical pieces, so that heart math techniques are a great way to understand some aspects of how balanced your autonomic and physiological system is. So what about tools? What are we doing? How do you help people get out of emotions? I mean, we live in a stressful world, right? I mean, people are under pressure at work. They're under pressure at home. They're under pressure sitting in traffic. They're under pressure with finances. There's a lot of negative energy constantly surrounding us, relating to news and events and politics and all of these different things. So how do we, what kind of tools do you teach people to move through these emotions quickly? Because it is easy to get stuck, because a lot of times the overwhelming feedback that we're getting from around us is frustration and anger and, you know, stress and all of these different things.
Well, and we're also typically really energy sensitive. There's a lot more people who are aware of the energy in their body, and we are energetic beings. Our physical body is made of energy, and so these energies of emotions or other possible people around us can directly affect our emotional state and our physical health. So I'm going to give, we'll go through a really great short tool that I love to immediately bring you into a place of harmony. And this has been shown to change brainwave firing. It's been shown to decrease stress hormone levels. And it's been shown to increase your capacity for joy, actually to sort of change your set point for where your baseline is emotionally. One of the other tools that I really, really love, and we won't get into too much here, but it's called EFT Meridian Tapping, and this is Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT Meridian Tapping, where you use just a gentle percussion with your fingers on your meridian points. There's a few specific ones that I teach, and this immediately calms down your nervous system, and the way that I've been using it with patients is to literally reverse decades and decades of trauma and memories that are traumatic or stressful. And the way that stress response is getting interpreted in your brain. So I can give the listeners a special video training on that that I've created, and it kind of explains how this works. And then right now in the call, we can go into another short technique that I really love.
Great. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this is called the Inner Ease Technique, and this is actually created by one of the founders of the Institute of Heart Math. And it's just a great tool anytime during the day, you know, whether you're driving or you're online at the grocery store or you're in the middle of an argument or your kids are frustrating you. You want to first and foremost, before you try to sort of tackle your life or manage your life or fix your problem, bring your body into a state of inner ease. This is the most important first step because it is going to change your brainwaves and give you the awareness of the bigger picture and the awareness of solutions that you can't see when you're in the fight or flight state, which is really where most people are most of the time. So you're going to just put your right hand over your heart, just right onto your chest. And I want you to just slow your breathing. You can breathe in through the nose, breathe out through the mouth. Breathe any way that's comfortable. And you're going to bring your awareness to the area around your heart. Having your hand there helps you do that. And when you breathe, just breathe as though it's the area around your heart that's receiving the breath. Actually breathe as though it's your heart that's doing the breathing. So you can visualize your heart space or the space around your heart getting bigger and expanding as you inhale. And then just let it stay expanded as you release and you exhale. And just keep your hand right on your heart. Keep your awareness on your heart. Your awareness is a key component of what's happening inside your body, what you are aware of, what you're paying attention to, what you're focusing on. So this is a great way to settle that down. And then just take another deep breath and see the space expanding even more, the space around your heart with your inhale. Good, and let it expand even beyond your body. Then exhale and release, and let it stay expanded. And you could add some visualization. If you see a white light that's sort of filling this area, it's expanding, that brings a sense of peace. Again, what you're focusing on expands. It does affect your chemistry. It does affect your brainwaves. So just imagine this space of white light filling around your heart as you inhale and get even bigger and even bigger. And then you can imagine the space of your heart filled with peace, filled with love and unconditional acceptance that fills the space around you, the space even bigger beyond that, beyond the room that you're in, beyond the home or building that you're in, and all the way out miles and miles and miles. You can imagine this expanding and affecting not only yourself, bringing you into a state of peace and grounding, but also affecting all things around you. As though you could imagine your energy field expanding out that far, miles and miles, even beyond all of that, to bring a sense of peace, of stillness, of well-being to all of this area and all things in that space beyond your body. You actually do have the ability to impact the space around you. So just imagining that, even if it doesn't make any sense, just imagine that because it will bring you a state of well-being, a state of inner ease. So you can just do this for any time you're feeling a sense of stress, a sense of anxiety, or you feel, oh, I need to calm myself down so I can really create the outcomes that will most benefit me. And then when you're done, just open your eyes and just release your hand and let it go.
I feel very relaxed. It's a great exercise. And I mean, I know I've done work with HeartMath, and I know that, you know, when you're measuring your heart rate variability, which is a real measure of your autonomic nervous system, which is an important part of your entire nervous system. It regulates your immune system. As you've talked about, differentiations in your autonomic nervous system can create problems with cardiac function, immune function, brain waves. And many of us are dealing with a lot of immune dysregulation because the immune system is responsible for inflammation, which is the root cause of so many chronic conditions that we deal with these days. And we know that when we do an exercise like that, when you use a simple technology like HeartMath, you can actually see your heart rate variability improve, which is a reflection of your autonomic system improving in its function, which basically means that your immune system is functioning better, cardiac system is functioning better, you're getting increases in amount of neurotransmitters being released in your brain, you're increasing your capacity for happiness and joy. It's really a wonderful, wonderful exercise. It's reminding ourselves to do it. I think sometimes, Kim, I mean, as I go through that exercise and I'm doing it and I'm thinking about the emotions in my body, there are things in my life that are, of course, somewhat unsettled, just as in anybody's life. There are always little pieces of things going on, some with conflict, some with other aspects. And you almost feel, what came up for me was it felt very good to feel this love and unconditional love. But part of me felt weird letting go of anger that I had towards somebody or towards something, because if you let it go, you feel almost like defeated. So how do you help people let go of emotions that they just want to hold on to or feel stuck in?
This is the most important part of my work, is that really, because the healing comes from within you. I'm not going to give someone this magic pill and say, oh, you need this for the rest of your life, and now you're dependent on me. It actually allows you, this work allows you to open to something within yourself that accesses you to your wisdom, that accesses you to that healing energy that created your body, that recreates your body in every moment, and that can create it in a healthy way. And so being present to the emotions that you feel, loving them, honoring them, allowing them, experiencing them completely will allow them to shift and move. And emotions are meant not for you to just hold on to all that anger and stay angry and sort of own your power, but the emotions are meant to grow and expand you into a different being and into an actually a more expanded, more aware, more loving person. And that means you get to access greater levels of health and well-being, greater levels of energy. So the most important thing is to allow yourself, you know, if you kind of think about the thing you're most stressed about, whether it's a memory, something that happened in the past, something you're dealing with right now that's just really intense, and instead of thinking about the problem or what's going on or I gotta fix this or what should I do, bring your awareness all the way down into your body. You know, like feel all the way down into your core, way down in your pelvis, and breathe with your awareness way down in your core. This will allow you to feel what's happening in your body, because the problem isn't, oh, my husband, you know, left me, or I don't have enough money in the bank, or my kids are having trouble. You know, the problem is actually how I'm feeling about that and what is that registering in my body. That's what makes us incapable of handling the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So if you can bring your awareness into your body, take a few slow, deep breaths. I actually have a technique called the instant elevation technique that helps you do this very quickly, anytime, anywhere. It's in the book. And I can also give you a link that I'll put it on a bonus page so that I can give this to the listeners so they can go through that training. It's very short. This will allow you to transmute that energy, to transmute the anger, to transmute the fear, which is a driver for so many of us that keeps us in the fight or flight state for most of our lives, to actually allow that to come up so fully and so completely. It's just like, whoa, this envelops me. It feels like I can't let this happen. I feel like I'll just die if I let that much anger come up. What it actually is doing is it is letting a part of you not die, but you're changing into a new being, a more expanded, more compassionate, and more connected self.
Yeah, well, it's a great point. And I think, you know, you had said it earlier in the show, but going through the exercise gave me a personal experience in that, you know, doing an exercise where you're sort of envisioning this type of unconditional love and this peace and this joy, it doesn't necessarily negate or make it so that you are not allowed to feel anger or to feel upset or to feel stress. It's about basically helping your body cope with it by maybe balancing it with emotions that are nurturing, is what it feels like to me. And as I I've only been on this earth for 39 years, and I learn new things every day. And what I'm learning at this phase in my life as I watch people around me is that everybody's under stress. But what it seems to me is that some people have a much greater capacity for handling stress and others don't. And what I'm noticing in my work with patients and my practice and the people around me in my life is that the people that seem to be able to tolerate and buffer stress better seem to enjoy better health. And, you know, and is it so much about we're all going to be under stress, but how do we all handle stress?
And that's directly related to your well-being, your health physically, and your state of how much you can enjoy your life. And we've seen this in studies, like cancer patients who use these tools can reverse the cancer. Whether they're using it in conjunction with chemotherapy, they're still above the mark from the people who are not using these tools. And patients who've never used chemotherapy, there are patients with stage 4 lymphoma, you're going to die in 3 months, who have used these exact tools to literally reverse those disease states completely, and it's decades later, and they're living healthy and free. So the research is there, the science is there, the understanding of how this works. It's really a matter of doctors awakening to this greater understanding of how the body works, that we are an energetic being, we're made of energy, and that although we have this physical understanding, there's something that's much, much bigger than that that will help us access a higher level of healing.
Yeah, well, intuitively, I think people have known this for an incredibly long time. I think what's exciting that I've been seeing is, you know, the medical research is starting to catch up with what we know intuitively, where, you know, we know that meditation and thinking good thoughts and being in a happy place is a good thing. But now we're getting the medical research that's showing this, you know, neuropsychoimmunology and all of the research around it that's showing that actually doing that doesn't just feel good, and it doesn't just something that your grandma said you should do. There's actually real physiological benefits that occur from everything you've discussed with stress hormone changes, brain chemistry changes, and all the way down to how our genetic code is expressed, which is, you know, the fundamentals of health and cardiovascular and cancer risk.
And that's a really important piece with helping doctors to sort of move beyond the fear of, well, I want to tell my patients this, but I don't know if it's really valid because I've been trained and indoctrinated to only adopt the things that have been proved in double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Mm-hmm. And if it's outside of that realm, I'm not so sure I trust it. So I think it's helped a lot more doctors awaken into what they already know intuitively, into what they sort of sense within their body about humanity, about the body, and about healing. And it's allowed them to let this come more in the forefront of their medical practice.
Yeah, it's great. It really is an exciting time. So, so Dr. Durama, I think it's about time to take a break, and I'm not sure you're going to be able to rejoin us due to your busy schedule. Again, let people know where they can find out more about the work you do.
Yeah, I actually will create a special bonus for your group at drkimd.com/healthy. And if they go there, they'll get a bonus where they will receive the EFT meridian tapping training. That's my favorite sort of accelerator mind body tool. And it takes a lot more in depth, you know, several minutes to learn, but pretty quick to learn. So they'll get that EFT training there. And I'll also give them the instant elevation technique, which is something they can use anytime, anywhere to immediately turn off the fight or flight response, come into the state of that balance and well-being that allows their body to heal. So it's Dr. Kim D for dynamic.com/healthy, and they'll receive that free bonus.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Durama. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show with us today. It was really,
it was great.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation and discuss some other really important topics. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, The Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be right back.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We just wrapped up our really great conversation with Dr. Kim Duramo. She is an osteopathic physician and was helping us understand some of these concepts behind mind-body medicine, which is just really fascinating work. And I do believe that the more we learn about how our body works, the more we're going to be focused on these types of therapies rather than just using what we're traditionally using, which is just pharmaceutical intervention. We know that lifestyle and our state of mind can have a huge impact on health. And I think people are starting to understand that looking at aspects of our mental state, our ability to handle stress, our response to stress, given the environment that we live in, is having a huge impact on our body. When you look back many, many years, you know, hundreds and thousands of years back into human history, we had stress, but we had different cues that helped to relieve stress and change our dynamic with stress. Our society now is certainly, we are inundated with stress, and it's important to make sure that we have ways of coping with it. And what we're seeing in regards to chronic disease are high rates of heart disease, high rates of cancer, high rates of stroke, high rates of diabetes. Inflammation and immune dysregulation seems to be a component of all of these different conditions. And we know that having an imbalanced mental state and having a state of mind that is constantly in a fight or flight stress state does create inflammatory chemicals and does trigger our body to release hormones that suppress our immune system and make us more vulnerable to these types of conditions. So I thought it was a really great conversation. I hope you all enjoyed it. She gave us a great special bonus. If you go to Dr. Kim D, www.drkimd.com/healthy, she had some great tools that she was going to offer free to the listeners today. It was an EFT, an emotional freedom technique training video, which is really just tapping on some acupuncture meridians with your fingers all over your body to help release emotions and relieve stress, as well as a technique that she called the instant elevation technique. So definitely take advantage of those resources. While we're talking about mind-body, although Dr. Duramo had to get off the show, there's some interesting stuff I wanted to discuss with you guys today, and some of it has to do with a new study that literally just came out this week. Is a study that was published in the British Medical Journal, and it's related to this drug Paxil, which is a common serotonin reuptake inhibitor, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor that's used as an antidepressant. And this new study, the headline is Paxil Not Safe for Teenagers, says new analysis of trial data. And what the story discusses is a trial that was done And it was done several years ago, and the data was initially looked at and thought that it may not be significant. The original study, referred to as Study 329, was questioned when it was published initially in 2001, partly because of ties between the lead researcher and the pharmaceutical manufacturer. A new analysis of the study data, published on September 17th in the British Medical Journal, found the drug had no clinical or significantly different effect on depression from placebo treatment. There were, however, side effects seen in patients who were given the actual drug, and these side effects included things like attempted suicides, attempts at self-harm, and behavioral adverse events. Now, we know that there's been a black box warning on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors and increased suicide risk in teenagers. It's actually suicidal and homicidal behavior, and there was a big issue with these findings being covered up by the pharmaceutical industry initially, and this study brings to light and refocuses that these concerns were in fact real, and more importantly, it's also showing that the benefits of these drugs were no better than a placebo. So where is the scientific data to justify using this type of medication in teenagers? The authors of the study continue to quote, "This is highly concerning because prescribing this drug may have put young patients at unnecessary risk from a treatment that was supposed to help them. It wasn't until the data was made available for re-examination that it became apparent that paroxetine, which is Paxil, was linked to serious adverse reactions, with 11 of the patients taking paroxetine engaging in suicidal or self-harming behaviors compared to only one person in the group of patients who took the placebo. Our study also revealed that paroxetine was no more effective at relieving the symptoms of depression than a placebo." So the study was conducted at 12 psychiatric facilities between the years of 1994 and 1998 with 275 adolescents who had been diagnosed with major depression for at least 8 weeks. The participants were randomized in the trial to receive 8 weeks of treatment with paroxetine, imipramine, or a placebo. So, you know, it's an interesting conversation to bring up when we look at stress and we look at the mind-body connection and we reflect on the information that Dr. Kim shared with us earlier in the show today. How do we work on supporting our brain chemistry? How do we support on balancing our brain chemistry and our mood when we are questioning the traditional treatments that are being offered to our youth and to our teenagers from a pharmaceutical perspective? And that's what this study calls into question. Is it useful? And what the data of this analysis shows is that it was not useful. And also, incredibly importantly, was it safe? And what the data shows is that it necessarily wasn't safe. So, you know, I suggest that people visit Dr. Kim's site and use that training tool to get some ideas. And it's really important to work with our kids and work with our children and not just ourselves on these issues. It also leads us to a really interesting topic that we've been wanting to offer through the Village Green, and it's a methodology of looking at treating mood disorders, including anxiety, depression, ADD, and ADHD, even conditions like bipolar and schizophrenia, using what's called, referred to as nutrient therapy. So there's a doctor, Dr. William Walsh, who worked with a Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, who worked with mood disorders for a very long time, who pioneered a nutrient therapy approach to treating mood disorders. And it's a very exciting approach. They have over 30,000 different documented cases of people that have been successfully helped with these nutrient therapies. These are non-drug therapies. They have minimal risk of side effects usually being some mild nausea or upset stomach as a result of taking relatively high doses of the nutrients, but can be incredibly effective. What the analysis of their about 30 or 40 years of research and 30,000 documented cases have shown is that if people present with certain imbalances and they get the right nutrient therapy, we typically see about an 85% improvement or response rate. The other beautiful thing about it is that it can be used in conjunction with pharmaceutical therapy, so that if you have somebody who's on a prescription antidepressant or antipsychotic medication, if you do the treatment right under the right guidance, you can actually successfully use the nutrient therapy in combination with the drug therapy. And typically, after 3 to 4 to 5 months of being on the nutrient therapy, you can work with the psychiatrist or other prescribing doctors to start lowering the pharmaceutical intervention for that mood disorder. So I was lucky enough to be one. I'm one of about 100 physicians in the United States that has been directly trained by Dr. Walsh and how to use these nutrient therapies. And we are offering them at the Village Green. The Village Green has been at the forefront of offering these therapies because of their compounding pharmacy. They've been doing the compounds, the nutrient compounds, to treat these issues for people, for physicians across the United States for the last 10 or 15 years. So it's a really interesting approach to looking at brain chemistry. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to just briefly explain the different nutrient deficiencies that we can evaluate and the different nutrient therapy strategies that we can implement if somebody has these imbalances that can, again, have profound effect on the chemical balancing of the brain and can have significant impact on relieving mood disorders like anxiety and depression, ADD, ADHD, eating disorders, even schizophrenia and bipolar. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passera. We've been talking today about mind-body medicine. That was in the first part of our show today. And in the last segment, we were talking about some really interesting work that's being done using nutrient therapy to support brain chemistry, basically as an alternative or a different way of approaching ways of helping mood disorders. And this has a lot to do with a study that I was referring to. It's a new study that came out this week in the British Medical Journal about the drug Paxil and its ineffectiveness in adolescents and teenagers. And in addition, the concerning side effects of it in regards to increased risk and behavior towards suicide and self-harm and other disturbing adverse behavior. So I was discussing the Walsh Research Institute and Dr. William Walsh, who wrote a fantastic book and we've interviewed on the show before. His book is called Nutrient Power. And for anybody that's interested in some of these concepts that I'm discussing, I highly suggest you get the book. We do sell it at Village Green, or you can buy it on Amazon, or you can buy it at the www.walshinstitute.org. And you can read these different concepts and look at the 30-plus years of research and these 30,000 case studies that Dr. Walsh has drawn from to understand some of these different nutrient deficiencies and how they impact health. And that's what I'm going to review just a little bit today. So there are several different key concepts associated with how nutrient imbalances may get established in the brain. Now, a lot of these nutrient deficiencies, that things that lead to these nutrient deficiencies, are genetic in nature. So I have found that the people that tend to respond the best to these nutrient therapies are people that have in their family history similar types of symptoms. So if you have somebody that's dealing with depression, do you see elements of depression in either their parents or a relative like a brother or a sister or a cousin? Same thing with things like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Are you seeing these similar patterns in other siblings? Do you see one of these patterns in the parent, one of the parents? Do you see some of these patterns in other relatives? If you start to see patterning within families relating to different types of mood disorders, so that might be schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety, clinical depression, behavior disorders, neurodegenerative disorders, ADHD, things that we've talked about, there is a pretty good chance that there may be some inborn genetic variations that are leading to some of these nutrient imbalances. Now, where we start is the most important is the proper type of evaluation of these nutrients. And this is something that needs to be done by somebody that's been specifically trained, because although some of these nutrients that I'm going to talk about are easy to test for, you have to know how to specifically interpret them to determine whether or not these nutrient deficiencies might be contributing to some brain chemistry imbalances. So one of the first things we look at are problems with metal metabolism. When we talk about metal metabolism, we're looking at two specific metals in particular. We're looking at zinc and we're looking at copper. These two minerals play an incredibly important role in neurotransmitter production. So patterns that we oftentimes see are zinc deficiencies and copper excesses. You may have one in each person, so you could have somebody who just has a zinc deficiency in normal copper levels. Or you may have somebody that has a low zinc level, so a zinc deficiency and copper excess. Now, we see copper excesses often, and people wonder, well, where is all this copper coming from? And is it the copper pipes in my house? Is it something that I'm eating? Again, these are oftentimes genetic errors of metal metabolism, meaning we all get exposed to copper. Copper is a necessary nutrient for our body. We do need it, and low copper and copper deficiencies are problematic in and of themselves, but people can have trouble with metal metabolism. May it be excreting the copper from their body, or perhaps they have genetic variations that predispose their body to storing up copper too much. Now, the reason why these two nutrient deficiencies are important is the following. First, copper plays a very important role in some very specific neurotransmitter conversions. So one of our most important neurotransmitters is dopamine. Dopamine is oftentimes regarded as the pleasure neurotransmitter. It's the one that's released when we see something that we really like, when we're excited about something that we perceive is going to be pleasurable to us. So that might mean a food that we love, a warm chocolate chip cookie, or a big scoop of ice cream, or it could even be, French fries. That feeling that you get when you're about to be very satisfied with something. Dopamine can be elevated as first feelings when you're first falling in love and everything feels very euphoric. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter that's involved with drug addiction, because when you take a drug, you get this artificial elevation of dopamine that gives you this, highlights these pleasure centers inside of your brain. So dopamine is very important for feelings of pleasure and satisfaction, which is something that we all need to feel on a daily basis in order to be happy, well-balanced individuals. Now, copper is one of the most important nutrients for driving the conversion of dopamine into the neurotransmitter norepinephrine. So dopamine gets converted into norepinephrine, and copper is one of the main nutrients that facilitates this conversion. Now, norepinephrine is a neurotransmitter that's associated with the stress response. It used to be referred to as noradrenaline. It's responsible for that feeling of being very much wound up. Now, we need adrenaline because that our fight or flight response is an important type of response from our body for survival. But you can see that overproduction of norepinephrine can lead to states of chronic and heightened stress. And people who have elevated copper levels often tend to have elevated levels of norepinephrine in the brain, which leads to a chronic state that can look like hyperactivity. It can look like a hyper state of irritation or agitation, a state of hyper stress and hypervigilance. So it can look like anxiety. It can look like ADHD. It can look like irritability, excessive irritability. So copper excesses really fuel this conversion of dopamine to norepinephrine and can change the way somebody's behavior looks and the way somebody feels. Zinc is a very important nutrient for the conversion of amino acids into key neurotransmitters like serotonin and also dopamine. So zinc deficiencies can lead to problems with our body's ability to take the amino acids that we gain from our diet and actually convert them into the neurotransmitters that are necessary for our brain chemistry to be balanced. So we can see that using a drug like Paxil, right, which we're not sure how well it works in teenagers, can be and create significant harm, can be problematic. Yet we do know that neurotransmitter balance needs to occur in order for people to feel better. Looking at this from the aspect of metal metabolism can shed light onto why somebody may be predisposed to a specific condition and what we do about it. So if we do the proper testing and evaluation and we determine that someone has, let's say, excessive copper levels and low zinc, instead of using drug therapy, we can now use nutrient therapy by supplementing them with zinc and using certain nutrients that help to lower copper levels in the body, as well as specific antioxidants that minimize the impact of copper in the brain, and we can start to shift brain chemistry. And you can see this happen very quickly, sometimes within 4 weeks, certainly within 3 months. You can see dramatic changes in behavior as a result of balancing these nutrients. Copper has other effects in that copper is used very much, as people might know, in the circuitry industry, right, in microchips, because copper is one of the best conductors of electricity, and we know that our brain is electrical. So excessive copper levels in the body and in the brain can lead to excessive electrical impulses, which can lead to certainly things like ADHD and other types of problems. So metal metabolism is a key important issue when looking at other ways to balance neurochemistry. Methylation is another incredibly important process of looking at how to regulate brain chemistry. People who are undermethylated and overmethylated, methylation plays a role not just in the ability of our body to manufacture the neurotransmitters that are necessary for our brain to be balanced, but methylation also has to do with how our genetic code is interpreted, which has a lot to do in this case with the role of serotonin reuptake channels. And looking at methylation balance, which needs to be done through a very specific test that Dr. Walsh has researched for the last 30 years that can easily be ordered on a standard blood test, usually through LabCorp, and insurance will oftentimes cover it, can give us great insight into somebody's methylation status and then can offer us incredibly useful nutrient therapies to either upregulate or downregulate methylation as needed to support a more balanced brain chemistry. There's one other concept that's important to measure, and that has to do with pyrroles or something called cryptopyrroles. Cryptopyrroles are things that are naturally made in our body. They're these pyrrole-type rings, and what they can do, and if they're made excessively, either due to high stress or genetic variabilities, is they tend to rob the body of B6 and zinc. B6 is another one of these incredibly important cofactors necessary for the production of neurotransmitters in the brain and neurotransmitter balance in the body. So looking at these different aspects of physiology and assessing for different types of nutrient imbalances, if somebody has these imbalances, we can use nutrient therapy to get very successful results in balancing brain chemistry and helping people to feel better. You tie this type of therapy with the mind-body work that we talked with Dr. Kim earlier in the show, and now we have something that is very little risk, very little harm, and potentially far more effective than we're looking at pharmaceutical therapy. So just something to consider. If you want to learn more, you can contact the Village Green and ask them about how to get a consultation with somebody who understands how to properly assess and treat with these types of different nutrient therapies. That wraps up our show for today. Thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Looking forward to speaking to you next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.